provide opportunities for them to get the word out about upcoming local concerts and events. Local really does live here at CFRC. Help us keep the magic going by making a donation to the station today via CFRC.ca. And thank you for your support.
Vai marinheiro, vai vaiem, vai buscar a Laurindinha. Vai marinheiro, vai vaiem, ela é tua, não é minha. Sim, nosso é. Com toda a certeza, o programa Atlantas, que transmitimos dos estúdios da CFRC, no quadrante 101.9 FM, em sistema de cabo 90.9, aos domingos das 18 às 20 horas, com locução de Eduardo Pereira.
Vai, marinheiro, vai, vai, vai buscar.
Hello, tis I, DJ Tangent. You may know me from episodes of Making Bacon, such as the St. Patrick's Day special, the Homegrown Live preview show, and the Spring Reverb extravaganza. I have my own show now called Numbers with Wings. Join me, and I will take you on a voyage through garage rock, punk, post-punk, cowpunk, Paisley Underground, and more, all viewed through my, some say, unique perspective. I will be broadcasting live on CFRC 101.9 FM, Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m., and on CFRC.ca a few seconds later, or you can check it out at your leisure.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
Hello and afternoon. It is 2 p.m. and you're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. This is Whiplash with your host, Erin. I am not as sick as I sound, I promise. I'm way over it, but it seems like my throat is not. I probably sounded this way last week as well, actually. But yeah, it is kind of actually a really, really nice afternoon. It's colder than it looks, but at least the sun's out and there's some clouds in the sky, but at least it's not torrential, well, freezing rain or snow or anything that kind of impacting your day. But I won't lie, the first couple days of the snowfall were so, so beautiful, so gorgeous. The first snowfall I always feel makes you kind of appreciate it a little bit better. And then I woke up on the third day and it was still snowing and I was like, oh, you're joking. It only ever sucks when you have to do something or kind of be somewhere, unless you're kind of just chilling at home or chilling at like a cafe or something. Then it becomes beautiful. So I don't know. But I don't know, the snow's pretty much almost gone. I'm actually kind of looking forward to the next snowfall. At least now that I have my winter tires on, I kind of slacked this year. So give myself a good slap on the wrist for that. But regardless, this week, the set list for today, it's very chill, it's lax, it's hoping that you're kind of having a chill day, and I kind of got inspiration from staying inside during the snowfall. So it's that cozy feeling that I was going for. Up first is I'm Losing the Feeling by Little Beaver. And then I have Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings a couple times in this throughout the next hour. Some Barbara Lynn and some O.V. Wright. But yeah, I hope you enjoy that.
Thank you.
You just heard Let's Straighten It Out by O.V. Wright. Before that was You'll Lose a Good Thing by Barbara Lynn. And then before that was Nobody's Baby by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. And then I started that set off with I'm Losing the Feeling by Little Beaver. Yeah, I really hope that you've been liking it. This is kind of what I've been listening to this week. And we're going to continue with the soul vibes. I hate using that word when I'm on here, but you know. But I'm gonna throw some new stuff in there at you as well. Maybe a little more contemporary things as well. But there's one song that I want to talk about, and it isn't like blues at all. It's or R&B. It's actually pop, and it's Lily Allen. It's off of Lily Allen's new album, West End Girl. And I know maybe a week or two ago, whenever Chris was on with me, DJ Crusher, we were talking about it, and the whole album is actually like crazy. It's about her divorce. I was gonna say breakup, as if they got married. Their divorce from what's his name? David Harbour, who is in Stranger Things. If you don't know him, he's the cop in Stranger Things. And the stuff that she says about him and his marriage and their marriage is actually insane. This is gonna count as my gossip of the week. And so there's one song off of the album called, I can't say the word, but it's like Pea Palace, basically. And even at the end of the song I'm going to play, the title track, West Side Girl, there's a voicemail, which I won't play, but there's a voicemail. And basically, she's saying, oh, she got the lead in the play, and then he gets upset about it, because he has this, like, he's like a narcissist and has this crazy sense of grandiosity and, like, jealousy whenever she gets some sense of success. And then he pushed her into, like, getting a house that they, like, only he could afford, basically. Like, he designed like every room, and then basically on this voicemail he asked, because she has to go back to London and he's living in New York, he is asking for an open relationship because they're like long distance, I guess, This is like after they got married and like bought a house together and everything like that. And she says, like, I don't like it, but sure, if that's gonna make you happy, like, I wanna make you happy. Like, girl, what? That's actually crazy. That is crazy. If you ever find yourself in a situation like that, leave. Like, come on now. But anyway, I'll maybe get into it a little bit more after, but that you should look into that on your own time, or listen to the whole album, because it's actually kind of nuts. But for now, we're just going to go into Unfinished Symphony by Massive Attack and Shara Nelson, only on CFRC 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
I'm coming down, 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 coming down with a heartache. Coming down.
We found a nice little rental near a sweet little school. Now I'm looking at houses with four or five floors. And you found us a brownstone, said you want it, it's yours. So we went ahead and we bought it. Found ourselves a good mortgage. Then we come and got sorted. All the furniture ordered. I could never afford this. You were pushing it forward. Made me feel a bit awkward. Made me feel a bit awkward. I walk up the stoop, I put the key in the door, and then my phone started ringing, so I answered the call. And they were like, hey, you got the lead in a play. You gotta be back in London for rehearsals in May. And later that evening, you said, how was my day? I said, I got some good news, I got the lead in a play. And that's when your demeanor started to change. You said I'd have to audition. I said you're deranged. And I thought that was quite strange. And I thought that was quite strange. But I ignored it. Went ahead and I bought it. Got a fly and I bought it. I'm on my way. Now I'm in London. I'm on my own. I'm on my own, and now I'm in London, and I'm all alone. I'm in a hotel room, I'm all on my own. Now I'm a West End girl. Now I'm a West End girl. Now I'm a West End girl. A West End girl.
Hi. How are you? I miss you. Yeah. Huh?
You just heard West End Girl by Lily Allen off of her brand new album, West End Girl. Like I was talking about earlier, there's a lot to kind of unpack, but Lily Allen's, like, her style of lyrics, the way she writes, it's obvious what she's talking about. You're not, like, reading between the lines. She's quite literally like, you asked to cheat on me in our apartment on this day, this time, with this woman. So if that's something you're curious about, or you're bored and you kind of want to look into someone else's life, I guess, you can go listen to that album. I don't know, it's really fun, it's really catchy. Well, not fun for her, actually. It's actually a terrible, terrible thing. And then actually, to build onto it, this is so dumb. This is like the meme where it's like, unemployed friend. Like, I hate that I know this stuff, because why? But Millie Bobby Brown, after this album came out, she filed for, like, a harassment. She opened up a harassment case against David Harbour, which is really interesting, because they just, I don't know if they just finished Stranger Things season 5, but it wasn't too long ago, that's for sure. But very, very interesting, to say the least. And I highly suggest going back and looking at their, I don't know if it's Reader's Digest or it's like Vogue, I don't really know. One of them where they go do like the house tour, just to look at their house, because it's, I hate it. I actually hate it. And then now that she's kind of come out and said, like, you bought the house, you designed everything, like, it makes perfect sense, because he gets so, like, up in arms about the critiques or, like, comments on the place. Very, very interesting. But I did just quickly want to call attention to the CFRC funding drive. As you know, CFRC is one of the oldest stations in Canada. We celebrated our 103rd anniversary this year, which is kind of crazy. I don't know if you guys know that, but 103 years, kind of a long time. But it would mean a lot to me and everyone at the station, staff, volunteer-wise, and in the community, local artists and such, if you could donate to our funding drive. If you visit cfrc.ca, you can donate two ways, either through Queen's University to get a tax receipt, or you can donate directly through our website, and you will be entered in some raffle prizes from quite a few local sponsors. So if that's something that interests you, you like, you're a regular listener of CFRC, or you know some local artists in the community and we've done some live sessions with them, we usually have about an artist or a band come in once a week. We do some live sessions with them and you'll hear them on air. All that fun stuff. You can see us at community events and all that jazz. But yeah, if that's something interesting you, go to cfrc.ca today. We would really, really appreciate it. We're trying to get some better equipment for live sessions. So yeah, if you want them to sound better, why don't you show some love? But yeah, we are getting into the latter half of my show today. I really hope that you've been enjoying it. We're kind of going to go a little bit of a different direction just because I've been listening to this song quite a bit recently. And then after that, we have a brand new Alexis on Fire track that they dropped a few days ago. I don't know, maybe a week ago. I'm not too sure. I'm so bad with dates. I can't even tell anymore. We're getting to the end of the semester. So much going on day by day, you know? But I don't know. I hope you're doing okay if you're a student. And if you're not a student, I still hope you're doing okay because I know that the onset of winter people get tired. It's so weird. You get an extra hour of sleep, but you feel so much tireder. Anyway, regardless, before I start sounding dumber than what I am. Actually, I don't know. I actually think I am getting dumber as the days go by, but regardless, this is Nutshell by Alice in Chains, of course, off of Jar of Flies on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
How Long Do I Have to Wait for You by Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. I told you they'd come back. And then before that was Fully Completely by Alexis on Fire. They just dropped that not too long ago, maybe about a week ago. So I've been kind of digging it. They dropped maybe 3 songs. And then before that, I've been listening to Jar of Flies quite a bit. Not in like a depressive way, even though the album's really, really sad. But I don't know. I've been really, really digging it. And then I completely forgot to say while I was talking about the whole drama thing, gossip, whatever, celebrity drama, who cares. Before Lily Allen was I'm Gonna Tear Your Playhouse Down by Ann Peebles. I absolutely adore Ann Peebles. Her album I Can't Stand the Rain is incredible. Definitely one of my favorites. And before that was Coming Down by Jackie Shane. And fun story about that is just before I came on today, the station manager of CFRC, not the station manager, I'm so sorry, tech manager, Chance, told me about Jackie Shane. And Jackie Shane is a trans woman who moved to Toronto in the 1960s, kind of like trailblazed like the R&B scene in Toronto, which is so wicked, and then basically for the whole 60s. And she sang at Sapphire Go-Go. And then in the 70s, she moved back to Nashville and then like lived out her life quietly. She passed away in 2019. That's crazy. Imagine like, and I think more people should follow that. Imagine doing what you need to do, tear it up, pave the way for people, and then just being like, yeah, I did my work. Let me back off. That's awesome. And I think a lot of people should take that page out of her book. And before that was Dead by Sudan Archives off of her new album, The BPM. And then I started, well, this was two sets ago, I started off with Unfinished Symphony by Massive Attack and Shara Nelson. I'm so sorry I didn't say that earlier. I totally forgot. I got caught up in the trying to explain the whole Lily Allen, Millie Bobby Brown, David Harbour thing. Anyway, so I only have one song left for today, and I really, really hope that you've enjoyed it. Sorry for kind of throwing you for a loop with the Alexis on Fire song. I just really, really wanted to play it. But regardless, if you liked today's show, that's amazing. If you didn't, that's totally okay. Come back next week. It'll be completely different. But for now, this is God Made Me Funky by God Made Me Funky, who are another Canadian band. And this song, I don't know, it's just to send the weekend, send you off into the weekend with a good feeling. Hopefully I'll see you. I'll feel your presence as well. And please consider donating to the CFRC funding drive and head over to cfrc.ca. Perfect. Mwah. Love you. Bye.
Get alive tonight. Get your soul shot out tonight. We can do it to the early light. We can do it till you feel alright. I don't know about the mother folks. Speaking smoky, going up in smoke. Free to live and scared to take a toke. Everything's a joke. Don't worry when you see those guys. We're teaching lessons how to multiply. Free the minds and then the hearts will fly. Put the love back in their eyes.
Hey, I'm floating. The feeling is cool. I'm surrounded, I'm astounded. And it seems like I'm getting closer to
God made me funky. I speak these words to you because I think you're beautiful. God made me funky. I share these thoughts with you because I think you're wonderful.
If you're giving into what they say, how the hell you're gonna be happy? Enjoy the summer on a sunny day. Enjoy the winter on a sunny day. Take a deep breath like it's flimsy. You can lose it to another's whimsy. Be a leader when you're being trendy. Haters hate it when you got no envy. Imagine being in a frame of mind. Where happiness ain't hard to find. Nobody's cruel, nobody's unkind. You left the fears behind you, baby.
Hey, I'm floating. The feeling it's cool, I'm surrounded, I'm astounded, and it seems like I'm getting closer to
God made me.